Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks watching on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Adam McDonald coming to you live from overcast Port St. Lucie, Florida, and Clover Park, site tonight's Florida State League action between your St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight we have Game 2 of an all-important six-game series for you. Possible playoff preview. The season ended right now. These two teams would meet in the best of three Florida State League East Division Championship Series. The Mets trying to bounce back from a tough loss last night. Things did not go well as the Mets came off that 12-game road trip, starting a 12-game homestand. Too many walks, eight walks, a crucial wild pitch and error helped the Cardinals score the what proved to be the deciding runs in the seventh inning. And for Palm Beach, their 7-5 win last night broke the first place tie with the Mets, so Palm Beach jumping one game ahead of St. Lucie in the second half standings. Of course, the Mets, the pressure not so much on them because they won the first half and already clinched the playoff spot. But the Mets would sure like to repeat as half champions, so with the win tonight, they can retie for first place. Mets come in with a 66-48 record. They've lost five of the last six games now. Mets are 26-23 in the half. Second half, Palm Beach 57-56 overall, 27-22 in the first half. So again, Palm Beach looking at the standings, one game up on the Mets, then some separation as Jupiter is 21-27. The Hammerheads have lost seven in a row, but they are still hanging around the playoff picture because if the Mets can win the second half, then the next best team over the course of the whole season goes as the Mets' opponent in the playoffs. And right now, Palm Beach only leads Jupiter by a game and a half when it comes to that. And Daytona's in last place, 10 games out. Over in the West Division, Bradenton and Dunedin are the top two teams. They played earlier today two games, concluding a suspended game and then a nine-inning game. They split the two games, so Bradenton stays half game in front of Dunedin. Bradenton 31-19, Dunedin 30-19. Tampa's lost two in a row, but the Tarpons are just 2.5 back at 27-20. Lakeland in fourth place, 5.5 out, probably too late for the Flying Tigers. Fort Myers, the first half West champ, is in fifth, and Clearwater is in last in the West. Other games around the Florida State League, well, it's been a very, very busy day. Again, Dunedin and Bradenton are having to play two games. They had a game suspended in the seventh inning last night in Bradenton due to a power outage. They resumed that at noon, and Bradenton won 5-1, and then they played a nine-inning game after that, and Dunedin won 11-6. Fort Myers and Lakeland playing a doubleheader in Fort Myers, a makeup of a postponed game earlier in the half. Fort Myers is down 3-2 to Lakeland. That game is currently in game one, and it's also in a rain delay. Daytona and Jupiter playing a doubleheader as well, making up from a rainout earlier in the half, and Daytona's up 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth of game one. The only single game today besides this one is Tampa at Clearwater. That's a 6:30 start, and our start is scheduled for 6:10. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show and come back with the lineups and the starting pitching matchup on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it is Jordan Gieber making his fourth appearance for the Mets and his third start. He pitched out of the bullpen against Lakeland on the 18th. He pitched four and a third innings, eight hits, four runs, hit a batter, walked a batter, struck out five. Lakeland pulled away late in that game, but Gieber gave the Mets innings, which is what they needed. Now he gets a clean slate tonight. The starter for Palm Beach is Tink Hentz, one of the best pitchers in the league this year. He's making his 14th start for the Cardinals. Does not have a win, just one loss, a 1.79 ERA. He's only given up eight runs in 40 innings. The lineups will start with the Cardinals. Leading off and playing center is Victor Scott. Joshua Baez bats second, plays right. Thomas Francisco hits third, plays first. Nathan Church is the left fielder and cleanup hitter. Jimmy Crooks will catch in at fifth. Brody Moore hits sixth. He's at second. Alex Iadesernia is the DH, hitting seventh. Jeremy Rivas hits eighth. He's at short. And Michael Curiale is the third baseman, batting ninth. For the Mets, Omar De Los Santos leads off and plays left. Chase Estep bats second and plays third. Carlos Dominguez is in right field, hitting third. Tanner Murphy is the cleanup hitter and center fielder. Raul Berciarte hits fifth. He's at first base. DeAndre Smith hits sixth. He's the second baseman. Justin Guerrero hits seventh. He's at the DH spot. Brad Malm will play short and hit eighth. And Fernando Villalobos will do the catching for the Mets tonight. Gieber and the rest of the Mets taking the field for game two of this six-game series. Mets trying to tie first place after losing the opener to Palm Beach last night. The Cardinals looking for two games of separation. The national anthem is upon us. Pregame show is in the books. When we return to Clover Park, first pitch. Game two of this six-gamer between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please stand and remove your caps for the play of our national anthem.
National anthem complete. Now it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Mets on a bit of a slide. Lost four straight in Lakeland, but then won on Sunday, the getaway game. But then came out in a sloppier game last night with all the walks, the wild pitch and the error in the seventh inning. Palm Beach never trailed after taking an early lead in the game. There's a look at Jordan Gieber, who's going to be looking for his best outing so far as a St. Lucie Met. Been a bit of a struggle for Gieber. He's only pitched in one game at Clover Park. That was his team debut on the 5th against Daytona, giving up five hits and six runs, four earned. He gave up four runs in the first inning, settled down, and was okay in innings two and three. He pitched his best game of the three at Clearwater. First week of that two-week road trip, giving up just one run and six hits and five and a third. He fought tooth and nail. Mets ended up winning the game. He did not receive a decision. Well, it's good to be back. Adam McDonald with you. Had a ill yesterday. Felt it coming on Sunday night after the road trip. Non-COVID illness knocked me out of the broadcast last night. I forgot that you can be sick but not have COVID. So sinusitis was the diagnosis, so that's why I missed the game. Voice doesn't sound that great. Still not 100%. So hoping for a quick game. Well, bear with me. Glad to be back in the saddle. And my immense thanks to John DeStefano for filling in a pinch last night. John calling his first full game by himself. That's always an experience. And I told him, I said, that was not an easy game. You had to broadcast. It was almost 3 hours, very sloppy, and a long top of the second with four walks, a pitching change, not much rhythm. So appreciate John stepping in. John will be back on the broadcast on Sunday. So Adam McDonald with you. Thanks for making the Mets Cardinals part of your night. Here we go. Home plate umpire Trey Ward signals for first pitch. Here it comes to Victor Scott, and it's cut on and fouled away, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:11. It's 87 degrees and overcast at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Scott waits on the 0-1 and takes it inside for ball one. Just like yesterday, we have the automated strike zone. A robo-ump calling every pitch tonight. Home plate umpire Trey Ward just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. 1-1 pitch is rolled out to second base, scooped up by DeAndre Smith. Close play, but in time. Scott can't beat the throw. So a good start for Scott. There's a look at DeAndre Smith playing second base in the second straight D here at Clover Park. Made his team debut yesterday, the fifth rounder out of USC. Now Joshua Baez stands in. One of the few right-handed hitters in the lineup today for Gary Kendall's Cardinals. He takes a ball outside. Baez, the second round pick last year out of a high school in Brookline, Massachusetts. He's a top 15 Cardinals prospect. And he sends one deep out to center field. Tanner Murphy will get there and make the catch short of the warning track. Baez stung it a long way, but is just allowed out number two. Murph had himself an adventure in center yesterday. He had that great diving catch. Also had a falling catch he couldn't quite make. And he had to be on his horse here early. Two up, two down, and Thomas Francisco will bat. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Yesterday went 0 for 5 with a couple of strikeouts as this ball is pounded off the plate foul. Well, Giebert would like to get off to a quick and efficient start. Two batters, two outs. An opportunity to get through the first inning in under 10 pitches. 0-1 pitch, good changeup, swung on and missed, nothing and two. Giebert wasting no time. Throws this fastball outside at 92. Giebert signed by the Mets out of the MLB Draft League after pitching collegiately his final year as a college player at Virginia Tech. A 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball. And Giebert begins his night with a 1-2-3 first inning capped with the strikeout. When we return to Clover Park, the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight. It'll be De Los Santos, Estep, and Dominguez against Tink Hens.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. The Mets, De Los Santos, set to lead off. Omar last night, 1-for-5 with the two-run single, a walk, and maybe more importantly, two more stolen bases. There's Tink Hentz, one of the top pitching prospects in the league. He's a good one. As De Los Santos fouls this ball back, nearly into the booth. Yeah, that's not a welcome sign back to the broadcast. Did not miss that part last night. I'm watching from home along with the rest of you lovely people. That ball was heading south of the booth, then kept rising and nearly took out the computer. And I got out of the way. Did not save the computer. Curveball over for a strike. But all's well that ends well. It stayed out of the box. Hence, 0-2 pitch outside. Hence, he's a good one facing the Mets for the third time. His first outing was against the Mets down in Palm Beach as De Los Santos hits this one hard on the ground. Close play, out. Rivas, who made all the plays necessary yesterday at short, was steady. Gets De Los Santos here. You know Omar wants to get on base every possible time. So we can head to that stolen base record. He's at 65. He needs 10 more to tie the St. Lucie record, 11 to break it. He's got a real good chance. He's got the green light basically every time he gets on now. Here's Estep, and he faces Hentz for the first time and takes a strike at 97. Anyways, Hentz back on June 22nd, giving up a hit and two runs because he walked a batter and hit two. In 2 2/3. At that point, it was the most runs he'd given up all season. And it had been that way until his last outing last week against Fort Myers, where he got hit around, surprisingly. I guess they can't all be perfect as Estep takes a strike. But last week, on the 17th, hence four hits and three runs, including giving up a home run in 2 1/3 against the Mighty Muscles. Estep hits this one hard off the mound, right to Rivas, waiting the pie slice. And Estep is retired. 2 up, 2 down for Hentz. Hentz pitched here against the Mets on July 27th. A good outing, 4 solid innings, 2 hits, and just 1 run with 5 strikeouts. Again, he does not pitch deep into games as they ease him into his professional life. And he starts Dominguez with the curveball. 4 innings is his longest outing this season. 0-1 pitch, the curve is outside. Ball and a strike. Carlos yesterday got on base quite a few times, was plunked, singled, he walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and he fouls this one away. A league leader with 20 home runs. Hit 3 out couple of weeks ago in Clearwater and 1 last week as this pitch is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hens trying to match Giebert with a 1-2-3 first inning. And he does it. This fastball for a strike. You see Carlos tapping his helmet asking for a challenge, but no challenge system tonight. That starts tomorrow. Now the robo-ump had that as a strike. So Dominguez has to live with the results. Both pitchers, good starts. Clean first inning for Giebert and Hentz. We'll go to the second, no score.
for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, the second inning is when things got dicey yesterday, right? At least that's the way it looked from my view watching at home. As this pitch is outside to Nathan Church. Keep it with that breezy first inning on just 9 pitches, 6 strikes. This will be Church's first appearance of this series, and he flies one into shallow left. Screaming is De Los Santos. He's got it. Losing the hat in the process. So busy day running for Omar already, trying to hustle for the infield single in the bottom of the first and racing in from left field in the top of the second. 4 up, 4 down for Giebler on 11 pitches. And Jimmy Crooks will hit. Crooks, the fourth round pick by St. Louis out of Oklahoma. The Mets just faced a high-round pick from Oklahoma last week in Lakeland's Peyton Graham. They're facing Crooks again as this pitch is fouled away. Cardinals fans who watched the MILB TV broadcast last time, the Redbirds were up in Clover Park, and Mets fans will know that the last series between these two teams featured a massive roster turnover for the Cardinals right in the middle of the series. They promoted a bunch of players, sent some players down, and brought in all the college draft picks that they had. And Crooks was one of those. Crooks, Church, Victor Scott, who started the game with the ground out. And there's more coming down the line. Brody Moore, Alex Iadesurnia, and Michael Curiale. So a totally different-looking Cardinals team than the one who started this season and this half. Ground ball, hard hit out to DeAndre Smith. He fields it, throws to first. Bear-Cierta has it. 2 down.
Number 18,
and here is Brody Moore, the seventh round draft pick from Auburn. And then you have Giebler, who's from Virginia Tech. And this basically has turned into, like we found out last year, the Florida State League, this stage of the season, mid to late August, has turned into essentially a draft league of new pros. And guys who we had no clue about 2 months ago, now in a minor league playoff race. 1-0 pitch, hot shot, nice stop by Smith. Here comes the throw, good enough. Wow, that ball almost took out Giebler, and then Smith stole it out of center field. Here's a second look, well struck by Moore, but could not get it by Smith. Into the pie slice and right to first. 6 up, 6 down for Giebler. Couldn't ask for a better start. Mets will bat in the bottom of the second, no score.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. and give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
St. Kent's out to work in the bottom of the second facing Tanner Murphy. There was a fastball right in there at 97 miles per hour. Hence is the number 6 prospect in the Cardinal system, according to MLB Pipeline. They redid the rankings after the draft. He is the second highest right-handed pitcher, third highest pitcher overall. As this pitch is up high, 96, 2-1. He was selected 63rd overall by St. Louis in 2020. As this ball is grounded up the middle by Murphy for a base hit. Well struck right over the mound, over second base. And Tanner Murphy becomes the first man to reach base tonight for either side. Bring up Raul Berciarta. Anyway, so the Cardinals made Hence the highest Arkansas high schooler selected since Travis Wood in 2005. He signed for just north of $1.15 million as this ball is fouled away. And, of course, you know, anybody who was signed in 2020 didn't get a chance to play in the minor leagues. So you do the instructional league, then he played last year in the complex side. Started this year on the complex side, but jumped into action in May and has been very good. Murphy running. Pitch is socked. Deep right field. Baez is going to get there. Murphy has to go back to first. Here comes the throw. He's safe. I'm not sure he ran over second base. I think he's out. He is. He did not retouch second base. And I caught that out of the corner of my eye. I'm not sure if the camera did. But Murphy slid into second, stealing the base, went past second, and did not retouch it. And the umpire spotted that as well, and so did the Cardinals. So that's a double play. Unfortunate. Murphy just trying to steal a base, find himself out. But, yeah, he had to re-tag the base. He definitely did not. And also he was that was not a close play at first. He certainly had time to re-tag it. Check swing on DeAndre Smith. It's ball one. So base is empty now. Two outs. Smith made his, again, home debut yesterday, went 1-for-4 at the double. And played in a couple of games for the Complex League team. Fifth-round draft pick out of USC. Hence, a 2-0 pitch outside or high, one of the two. Ball three. A check swing, fair ball. Whoops, that's going to be maybe an extra base hit. No, it'll be a single. Smith, I don't think he certainly didn't mean to swing, put the ball in play, and winds up with the base hit. And a smile as he talks to Gilbert Gomez, the bench coach. I think you'll remember that one. Probably not as exciting as his first career hit a double, but you get an accidental base hit, he'll take it. So Smith on first, and Guerrero, the DH, is at the plate. Two down, and Justin will take a called strike. Justin's first game of the series, his first game since he homered for the 10th time of the season on Sunday in Lakeland. There's Smith getting a decent-sized lead, and he'll be checked back over. He's safe. Decent lead, but he was leaning back towards first, and perhaps a good thing. Smith is running, pitches a strike, though to second base is going to be in time. Now Moore gets the tag down on Smith, and the inning is over. So the Mets run themselves into a couple of outs on the bases. They do get two hits off of Hence, but no runs. We go to the third, scoreless at Clover Park.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Two perfect innings for Jordan Gieber on just 17 pitches. He'll face the bottom of the order, starting with Alex Iadesurnia, the DH. It's an overhead view of Clover Park. Field's looking good this late in August as Iadesurnia fouls one away. Game two of a 12-game homestand for the Mets in their final homestand of the year. Is it a homestand or is it two homestands in a row? Well, what are we doing here? I'm just going to call it one as this changeup goes outside. In two straight weeks, both against the Roger Dean teams. Palm Beach this week, Jupiter next. Then a week in Fort Myers, and that's it for the regular season. 1-1 pitch, and that's softly pulled into right field for a base hit. Iadesurnia, a leadoff single in the third. I'll bring up Jeremy Rivas. Well, I think Gieber, he's going to throw it in the strike zone tonight. Mets did not do enough of that last night. I mean, eight walks for the third time in four games. And the Cardinals, very disciplined approach. They did not chase a lot. As this pitch goes off the glove of Villalobos to the backstop. So up to second goes Iadesurnia, and quickly the Cardinals have potential first run of the game in scoring position. Try to get that updated on that little score bug on the bottom of your screen. You'll probably figure it out now. Iadesurnia on your screen. This ball is fouled straight back to the screen for strike one on Rivas. Official score, Bill, is called that pitch to the backstop a wild pitch. And yeah, Villalobos had to range up high for it. Heber's pitch is lined into left, and that's going to be played on a bounce by De Los Santos, who quickly gets it back to the infield. Estep will hold it. Now back-to-back singles for Ida Cernia and Rivas to start the third inning. The Cardinals are set up with runners at the corners and nobody out. Once again, Heber is going to throw it over the plate. After all the walks, 30 walks in the last four games, Cardinals showing last night that they will take close pitches. Got to bring it in there, so expect some hits tonight. But the Mets hopefully can play good defense and limit the damage. Here's Curiale, the ninth man in the order. Giebers' first pitch, slider away at 84. Curiale, 12th round pick out of UCLA. Of course, the Mets had two selections out of UCLA last year, and Kevin Kendall and J.T. Schwartz. Pitches flown into right field. Here comes Dominguez. He will make the catch. His momentum will allow him to throw a nice ball home, and that's going to hold Ida Cernia. Well played by Carlos in right field. He held himself up so he could speed to that ball at the end and gather momentum forward, as opposed to camping underneath, being flat-footed, and then not having enough steam on the throw. So Curiale, a shallow flyout, and the runners will remain at their bases. I had a Cerny there on third, and Rivas at first. Back to the top, and Victor Scott started the game with the ground out to second. The Mets' middle infield is back, hoping for a double play ball. Pitches a check swing, and ball one, no appeal. Shortstop Malm is playing close to that white line. Can't go inside of it until after the pitch is delivered. There he is. He's getting closer. And this ball's rocketed to right field by Scott. It's going to roll all the way to the wall, scoring Ida Cernia. Rivas given the green light and now stopped. And now we're going to have two runners at third base. Nobody's at second. And Carlos Dominguez will run all the way in. What are we going to have here? You got to be careful. He's just going to throw it to Estep. Estep gets the tag, and the out is made. So Rivas gets the stop sign at third base by Gary Kendall. Not sure why. He was going to score it easily, I think. And that's what Scott was believing. That's why he tried to stretch it to a triple. He didn't see that his teammate was being stopped at third base. And how about Carlos Dominguez? Instead of just whipping that ball around the infield and perhaps throwing it away or watching a throw go someplace where Rivas could run home from third, he runs that all the way to third base, and I'm surprised he didn't actually tap out Scott himself. So one run is in the inning on that hit by Scott. An out is made. Now Baez is at the plate. It's 2-0 on him. This could be a big break for the Mets as this pitch goes inside. Now, I was stunned to see Gary Kendall, the manager and third base coach, give the stop sign to Rivas. And Dominguez has a good arm, but the Mets were not going to get a play at the plate there. I think Scott obviously was just as shocked. This pitch is a ball. So it's going to be a double RBI double for Scott. And then he's out 9-5. This 3-0 pitch gets in for a strike on Baez, who flew out to deep center his first time up. At the knees, full count. Baez thought he had himself ball four. 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Things took a turn for the better there for the Mets at the end. And Dominguez, great decision-making in right field. Gieber gets the strikeout after falling behind 3-0. Damage limited to one run on the RBI double by Scott.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Justin Guerrero leads off for the Mets in the third after DeAndre Smith was caught stealing by the catcher Crooks to end the second. A fresh account for Justin, and he fouls one off his own dugout. We have a neat tool in the stats portal. I can check between breaks. Don't have all the camera angles, but there is this overhead graphic, and all the players are assigned little dots on the field, and you hit the simulator, and it shows where the ball goes. It shows where all the players go, whether they're involved in the play or not, all the base runners, everybody, except the umpires, as this pitch is outside. So I wanted to get a look at that simulator and see where Rivas was when Dominguez got that ball from the right field corner. He was right at third base. There's a swing and a miss by Guerrero. So Dominguez gets a good throw to the cutoff man Smith, and Smith throws home. Then, yeah, maybe it could have been a close play. But I'm still surprised that he was given the stop sign. Now, the other thing about it is, you know, you'd stop him at third base if you're Gary Kendall, the manager, with one out. Victor Scott, the trail runner, did not get the message. Brad Malm at the plate, and he takes a strike. And then another from Tink Hentz. And the way Hentz has pitched this year, he doesn't need a lot of run support. And he's got one tonight as this pitch goes high at 95. Malm, in his home debut yesterday, came in off the bench for the rehabbing Brandon Fryman. Struck out in his only at-bat. Curveball. Just missed. Well, hence, maybe feeling squeezed by the automated strike zone tonight. Tutu fastball is skied a mile into shallow center. Somebody's calling for it. Victor Scott, center fielder. Two up, two down for Hentz.
Number 22 catcher, Fernando Villalobos.
And we come to the ninth man in the order, Villalobos, the catcher. 0 for 4 yesterday from the nine spot. Hitting .157, four home runs, 11 driven in. He takes a strike at 97. Tink Hentz has ranged anywhere from 95 to 97 miles per hour tonight. Villalobos takes this back foot slider for ball one. Swings through a fastball at 96. The ball and two strikes. Real oddity last inning for the Mets at the plate. Two hits. They only sent three men to the plate. As this pitch is outside. And Murphy thrown out at second base after not re-tagging the base. And then DeAndre Smith caught stealing. 2-2 pitch to Villalobos, and he waves at strike three. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. So Tink Hentz, despite giving up two hits, has faced the minimum through three innings. He and the Cardinals have a 1-0 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you from Clover Park, feeling better than yesterday. So giving the old broadcast a try, hoping the voice holds up. Appreciate these guys playing a quick three innings. I think this time yesterday the game might have still been in the top of the second. Jordan Giebert, Tink Hentz pitching well, throwing a lot of strikes. Knock on wood, have not had a walk yet in the game. That's tough to do on these Tuesday and Wednesday night games with the automated strike zone. If you recall earlier in the season, you know, the width of the plate is 19 inches, and each you're given 2 inches off each side of the plate, 17 inches. You're given 2 inches off each side of the plate as a pitcher, but they shrunk that back in July by half an inch off each corner. So you're only getting an inch and a half as a pitcher off the inside and outside corners. So the tight strike zone leads to more walks, leads to longer games, more disjointed games, on and on. It's 2-0 on Thomas Francisco. He struck out swinging to end the top of the first. And he's 0-1. Giebert's pitch has popped up. This one will be in play. Who wants it? We got a lot of infielders converging, and it's going to be caught by Malm. Good play navigating his way over the mound to make the catch. You know, I always say to myself, and sometimes on this broadcast, why can't the pitcher catch that? Why? You can't tell me Jordan Giebert can't catch that ball. I say this, and then a couple of weeks ago I'm watching a major league game, and I forget which game it was, probably involving the Mets. And the pitcher caught one stumbling backwards on the mound and fell down. I was like, oh, that's why they don't allow pitchers to catch these. Nathan Church takes a couple of pitches out of the zone. He's in a 2-0 count. Flew out to De Los Santos in shallow left in the second. And grounds one hard to Smith. Good scoop. Throws to first. Two down. There's three assists for Smith already. Now Giebert. Two up, two down for the third time in four innings. He'll face Crooks. Crooks in his 13 FSL games is 9 for 40, two doubles, a triple, and a homer. And he takes this pitch low. Pitch outside. In his three games with St. Lucie prior to this, Skiber is mixing mostly fastball with the slider, but also a changeup in what Hawkeye system classified as a cutter. Zuo pitches high, ball three. He fell behind 3-0 on Baez and struck him out. Let's see what Crooks has. Crooks, no batting gloves, hey? Tough to do in this league. It's one of the nicer nights for baseball we've had in a while, as Crooks takes a letter high strike. Reminds me of Luis Guillorme. Didn't wear batting gloves, and he was a St. Lucie Met in 2016. 3-1 pitch is cut on and fouled away. Full count. Mets have the shift on the lefty Crooks as Malm plays right near the second base bag. 3-2 pitch. Strike three on the inside corner. How about that for Jordan Gieber? Two batters. He's fallen behind 3-0 and has rallied for a strikeout. He's got a lockdown 1-2-3 inning, his third 1-2-3 inning in four. But the Mets trail the Cardinals 1-0. They'll bat in the home fourth when we return.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
This will be the second time through the order for the Mets against Tink Hentz, starting with Omar De Los Santos. So Hentz, first time through the Mets order, two hits and three strikeouts, face the minimum. And he begins with the fastball at the knees at 95. Straight gas from Tink Hentz so far. Omar, a ground out in the bottom of the first, swings and misses at the slider. He nearly beat out that ground ball to Rivas at short. Hence 0-2 pitch, curveball rolled foul. Omar yesterday, when he hit that two-run single, I had to pause the MILB TV feed to see how far outside that pitch he singled was. And it was way off the plate as this goes to the backstop. It was almost like that pitch. He somehow pulled it through the left side. Just gives you an idea of his bat-to-ball skills. Not recommended that he do that, but still impressive nonetheless. Waits on the 1-2 and cannot check his swing here. He goes around. Called right at the plate by Trey Ward. So Hentz with his fourth strikeout, and that's now three in the last four batters. This looks like the Tink Hens the Mets have faced the two other times, and basically everybody else in the FSL has faced too. Estep out in front of a changeup, strike one. Chase, the ground out in the first. Hard hit ground out right off the mound to Rivas, the shortstop. Curveball, strike two. This is an impressive mix from Hens. Now he goes fastball, or no, he went changeup again. That was low at 85. One and two. I know Estep didn't have a big game last night in his home debut. 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and a walk, but Mets fans are going to like him here as he takes this pitch low. Got a really good, smooth left-handed swing. It's line drives, has the power to get it out, and isn't quite the free swinger that a lot of these St. Lucie fans have seen this year. He'll take closer pitches. And here he rockets it into center field on the run, making a leaping catch is Scott. For a moment, looked like Scott came in too far. That's a great read. He stepped two scorched balls against Hens, but doesn't get the desired result. Exit velocity in that line out 96 miles per hour. And the ground out that Estep hit was 98 miles an hour. If you can hit a ball over 95, the odds are with you to get a hit. You go 96 and 98 and be 0-for-2, that's tough luck. Dominguez, oops, check swing ground ball. This will be tough, and it's going to squeak through. Dominguez, that's baseball, right? You have Estep crushes the ball for an out. Dominguez doesn't even mean to put the ball in play, and he gets a hit. Here's another look as it rolls through, and a near collision there between Moore and Rivas. But a hit for Dominguez. So the Mets have two accidental hits today. Remember the DeAndre Smith check swing put the ball in play and dumped it down the right field line. And seeing the background, the lefty warming up in the bullpen. So Hens, who's maxed out at four innings this season, out away from hitting four again and probably done after that, as Raul takes a strike. Now looking for four shutout. Breaking ball. Hit into left field. This is dropping fast. Rivas, long way out, makes the catch. Avoids the collision with Church, and the inning is over. So two near collisions by Rivas, but he avoids getting knocked down both times. A laugh from his left fielder, Church, and the inning is over. That was Tanner Murphy, not Bear Sierta, by the way. So Tink Hens does his thing. Four scoreless innings. Mets down 1-0. We'll play to the fifth after these messages.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
Story of the night for the Mets. You get a look into the dugout. It's the man on the mound, Jordan Gieber. We'll face Brody Moore. So we zoom in from center for ball one. Gieber just 45 pitches through four innings. Look, there are not many pitchers left in the Mets rotation right now that can log a lot of innings. He's one as this pitch comes inside. We talked about it at length last week on the radio broadcast in Lakeland. This stage of the season, new draft picks rolling in, pitchers being tamed with their innings limits. You know, you're not getting a guy going seven innings anymore as this ball is hit into right field, or a base hit for Moore. So Gieber going 5 1/3 innings in his last start was impressive, and then he went 4 1/3 innings to finish a game last week in Lakeland, throwing over 80 pitches. That's a rarity right now. A lot more guys like Tink Hentz are going to be stopped at four innings, even with the manageable pitch count of 53. Here's Aya DeCernia. He has scored the only run in the game after he singled in the third. First pitch is fouled away to the left. Good lead for Morty's checked back over. For those of you who are new to the MILB TV broadcast, might have some new fans with some new players. You saw the weird diagonal lines going out from second base. That's Florida State League only. There it is. You can't go in there if you're an infielder. You can't stand in there until after the ball leaves the pitcher's hand. Trying to cut off ground balls being hit hard that are stopped and turned into outs. The baseball wants those as hits. So what do the Mets do? As you saw Mom there, he plays right towards the line, towards the bag. Usually a shortstop would play deep, almost in the grass. So the Mets are trying to find their way around it, as all teams are. As this pitch misses for a ball. Also, what this has done, it's really brought back the backhanded play for second baseman. There's a swing and a miss. But against, left-handed hitters so many times over the recent years have grounded into that shift right up the middle, or they yank a ball into shallow right field and it's caught or played on the ground. It used to be a base hit 15 years ago, is now an out. Baseball wants to see that become a hit again. So they experiment with the rules here. Called third strike on the outside corner. So Aya DeCernia will have a seat. Third, fourth strikeout for Gieber. When he's needed to hit his spots, he's done it. So Moore stays on first, and Jeremy Rivas will bat. He had it singled in the left field in the third inning. He was stranded on third after getting the stop sign. Misses this breaking ball for strike one. 1-0 Cardinals, one on, one out. Top of the fifth. More medium-sized lead at first. Hasn't shown any indication of going. Swung on and missed, same pitch. This time a chase by Rivas. Third time's a charm. They went right back there. On appeal, Mets want the appeal. The umpire in the field, Chad Westlake, said no. One and two. Breaking ball hit deep left field. De Los Santos goes back, wants to play it off a wall. It's over the wall. Rivas, home run. And the Cardinals dugout is loving it. 3-0 Palm Beach. Two strike home run for Rivas. Low line drive clears the wall in left. First really big hit of the night. As Omar on his hands on knees, hoping that ball would have bounced back to him. There's still a lot of yelling down there in that Palm Beach dugout. Rivas with his first of the year for the Cardinals. Ball and a strike on Curiali, who flew out to right last time up, as this pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Well, the Cardinals, they've found themselves celebrating quite a lot at Clover Park the last few games they've been here. A 1-2 pitch is lifted into center field. That will drop in. And Curiali becomes the third batter in a four-hitter span to get a hit. Back to the top in Scott. Mets going to send Gregory Leal, the backup catcher tonight, down to the bullpen. That signifies that Mets will soon start warming up a reliever. Giebers' pitch count's in good shape, but now the Cardinals starting to hit him around, and he's facing the order third time through. A bunt is fouled off by Scott. Well, the home run hit by Rivas was on a slider 84 miles an hour. Exit velocity 101. Launch angle 22 degrees. And it was hit 386 feet. Again, that low launch angle and just enough height to match the distance as this ball is fouled away. Yeah, the last time the Cardinals were in town prior to yesterday, they had that stunner of all stunners where they turned a four-run deficit in the top of the ninth into a lead by cranking out three homers. What was a quiet Sunday at Clover Park, you could hear the Cardinals players celebrating, I think all the way down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's how loud it was in that dugout. Well, Scott goes down quickly, and Gieber gets him with a K. Two strikeouts in the inning. And now Joshua Baez hits for the third time. He's 0 for 2. Again, this is the likely playoff matchup come September 13th and 15th. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. The throw. Good tag. Now it's dropped by Smith. A one-hop throw by Villalobos that was online. Smith couldn't make the catch and tag. Even if he did, Curiali might have been safe. A stolen base with two outs, a runner in scoring position. Baez in an 0-1 count. Flies one right side. Long run for Bear Sierta. Looks up, and that wall's two rows deep. Watch out, cameraman. An expensive lens you have there. Strike two. Mets and Cardinals battling for first place in the second half right now. Cardinals lead by a game after yesterday's win. Mets already safely in the playoffs. Cardinals trying to win the second half. And if they don't, hoping to be the second best team overall ahead of Jupiter, which they are right now anyways. 0-2 pitch is dropped by Villalobos. That'll get away to the on-deck circle. That's a pass ball, and Curiali goes down to third. Anyway, so the Cardinals, you know, they've had more success against the Mets this year than any other team in the league. And they win yesterday. They're out to an early lead, now mid-game lead today. Confident bunch against the Mets here at Clover Park. Palm Beach this season against the Mets 12-7. And that's pretty good to record against a team that's 18 games over 500. The Cardinals 7-3 against the Mets this half. 1-2 pitch, ties him up. No, it's dropped. Fouled away. Well, somehow Baez got a piece. Well, Baez, he was out for a couple months with the wrist injury. Was late getting his season started. Was in the complex side for the Cardinals. And now is just beginning his Palm Beach career. Just his eighth game. This is the Mets' first series seeing him. I mean, he's already clubbed two home runs and a double in seven games. Just another good player the Mets will have to deal with this series and likely in September. This pitch is low. And there's always the chance the Mets win this second half and the Cardinals go in the tank and Jupiter overtakes Palm Beach for the second best record. But my opinion, it's going to be these two teams. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole at short. No throw from Mom. A run scoring hit for Baez that will bring in Curiali from third. So the stolen base and the pass ball help lead to that run. The Cardinals third of the inning, and they are up to a 4-0 lead. And the Cardinals taking advantage of the situation. Not going to get that run in without one or the other of the stolen base pass ball. And we'll have a mound visit, Tavo Victor Ramos, pitching coach, heading to the mound. So Gieber's done a nice job to this point not walking anybody, but the hits have piled up seven. And when you're facing good players and you throw strikes, you're going to give up a fair share of hits. But that last run, that's a run that the Mets need to try to avoid. Curiali gets a one-out single. He's up to second on the stolen base, third on a pass ball. And with two outs, he comes in on the shallow hit. I was looking up the stats today for Mets pitchers. You know, the Mets lead the league in walks issued and wild pitches, but they also lead the league in strikeouts and batting average against. I find that very confounding that Mets could be at the top of the list in all those things. Two good things and two bad things. Here's Thomas Francisco. He takes the ball, and Villalobos can't get a throwaway to second. Uncontested stolen base for Baez. Now the run game, that's something the Mets catchers, whoever's been back there in the last few weeks, have not been able to control very well. I always say it, you got to get one early, catch one early to set the tone. Or else they'll be doing it all night. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. Throw back to second. Close and out. Well, Villalobos, what a throw there. The rare back pick of Baez up at second base as Malm gets the tag down. And that is how the top of the fifth ends. But a good inning for the Cardinals. They score three runs, including two on the homer by Rivas. And they will take a 4-0 lead at the halfway point. One last look at the throwdown on the money.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today.
today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here's Raul Berciarta to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Maybe a new pitcher will change the course of the game for the Mets. Not on this pitch as Ruiz gets the comebacker. And Berciarta retired. 1-3. So Alfredo Ruiz, the new pitcher, taking over for Tink Hentz. Hentz did his thing again. Four innings, three hits, shutout ball, no walks, and four strikeouts. So he had his worst outing of the season last week at home against Fort Myers, and he has one of his best outings of the year a week later. He lowers his ERA to 1.62. Here's a soft lob on the infield from Smith, caught it short by Rivas. That is a quick two outs here in the home fifth inning.
Number one,
Justin Guerrero will hit. He might have to do his best to take a couple of pitches, foul one away, and give the Mets some type of rest. As Ruiz has got two outs on three pitches. And yeah, he could see he had no interest there in swinging at that pitch. Can't afford to. Can't risk making it out that fast. He will single on this pitch. Good ball into left center field. He's going to turn and go back. Here comes the throw. Not going to be in time from the shortstop, Rivas. A wide turn by Guerrero. He settles with the single. Good piece of hitting. So he took the first one, but said, that's it. I get another good pitch, I'm swinging. That's fourth hit of the game. All hits singles. Here's Malm, who's 0-for-1 with the fly to center. As this pitch is outside. Well, Mets didn't hit any homers yesterday. DeAndre Smith had a double. Tanner Murphy had a double. So only six hits. Yesterday, four hits today, and 8 of the 10 singles. That's a good job by the Cardinals staff to keep down the Mets offense that had hit three homers on Sunday. Here is Malm, the one ball, one strike count. And he flies one into center. Again to that tough part, the triangle. Scott's there, inning over. A good debut inning for Ruiz, following Hentz, no runs, a hit. No errors, one left on. Everything going right for the Cardinals so far tonight. They'll take their 4-0 lead to the sixth at Clover Park.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
There's Jordan Gieber out for the sixth inning at 73 pitches. He becomes just the second. Well, let's rephrase this. Just the second time this month a St. Lucie Mets pitcher has thrown a St. Lucie starter has thrown a pitch in the sixth inning. The other time, same pitcher, Jordan Gieber. As this pitch is lobbed into left field by Francisco towards De Los Santos, and Omar squeezes home out number one. And Gieber did it in his last start 2 appearances ago, August 11th against Clearwater. That's the game the Mets lost in 11 innings. He gave up 1 run and 5 1/3. He's at 5 1/3 again. It's only the third time this month Mets pitcher's gotten through 5 innings. The starter, Jordan, and then Joel Diaz did it as well, as this pitch misses inside. 2-0-1, Church, who was flown out and grounded out. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen right now, but that could change if Church or anybody else gets on. As this pitch goes low for a ball at 89. It looks like Josh Cornelius is getting back up. Well, the previous two times Gieber fell behind 3-0, he rallied for strikeouts. That's a start. Strike one. And then ball four. Well, it took until one out in the sixth inning. That is the first walk issued in the game between both teams. It's honestly a beautiful sight. Cardinals walked 5 yesterday. Mets walked 8. Good adjustment by all three pitchers tonight. Throw it in that strike zone. The automated strike zone. One out walk brings up Crooks, who's 0-for-2 at the ground out and a strikeout. And he will float this one. Shallow right field. Smith on the move, makes the catch. One pitch retires Crooks. Well, it's going to take a long deep dive to figure out when the last St. Lucie Met pitcher to throw 6 innings as a starter is. Gieber, a strike or an out away from doing that as he faces Brody Moore. First pitch, good slider. Oh, apparently not good. It's a ball outside. Moore 1-for-2. He singled and scored back in the fifth inning on the home run by Rivas. One out. Strike on the corner, 89. Velocity has dipped slightly. Gieber was up to 92 in the first inning. That last pitch was at 89. Well placed. Throw to first. Not going to be in time to get Church. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. And now Gieber a strike away from six solid innings. He's given up four runs, three earned. That last run in the fifth inning unearned after the pass ball. 1-2 pitch. Just off. Human strike zone might have liked that. If the robo-ump is unbiased, it is or it isn't. No gray area. Two again. A fastball low and away. Well, Cornelli ready by now in the bullpen, so Gieber could be looking at his last pitch, one or the other, unless it's a foul. Ground ball to third. Estep up with it. Over to first. Inning over. Jordan Gieber pitches around a one-out walk. Six solid innings tonight. Gives the Mets some length from the rotation. It's great to see. A rarity. A starting pitcher in August going six. Mets, though, down 4-0. We'll try to get the offense going on the other side of the break.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Fernando Villalobos swings in the first pitch and fouls it away into the Mets' bullpen. That is how the home sixth begins. So Ruiz, the reliever for Palm Beach, pitched a scoreless fifth inning with the two-out single. This is his 13th relief appearance, his one spot start. In that three-quarter arm slot, the lefty pumps in strike two. He is 3-1 with a 3.76 ERA. No saves. 0-2 pitch, and that ties Villalobos up. He's down on three pitches, and he has struck out twice in two tries now. Tough series for him. 0-for-6, no hard hit balls. Back to the top in De Los Santos. He's been held in check. 0-for-2. He swings and misses at the curveball. Mets have four hits, all singles. Two were check swings that managed to find green grass, as this curveball fools De Los Santos for strike two. And that same pitch this time, De Los Santos will take it. And Ruiz pitched against the Mets twice last time the Cardinals were in town, and pitched well both times as he gets strike three on the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts quickly for Ruiz. Across two appearances on July 26th and 30th, four and two-thirds scoreless. Four hits, a walk, and nine strikeouts. So he likes pitching here at Clover Park, apparently. And again, another good Cardinals player. The Mets are more than likely going to have to contend with in the postseason as this pitch misses outside to Estep. Difficult matchup for Chase with this lefty. Chase 0 for 2 tonight. Still looking for that first Clover Park hit after having a very good debut road trip with the Mets over in Clearwater and Lakeland, hitting three home runs across the 2 weeks as he takes a strike. By the way, the Mets sitting on 122 home runs after none yesterday and none so far through the first five innings today. They need 16 more to set the team record, including tonight's 17 games to play. So they put themselves at a good pace with the 18 home runs in those 12 road games. Did better in Lakeland than I thought they would, considering the dimensions of that ballpark. 2-2 pitch, and this one's lofted to the left. Here comes Church. He's got it. Looked like it might fall in for a moment, but Church grabs it for out number three. The 1-2-3 inning for Ruiz. And two more scoreless for him against the Mets at Clover Park. Seventh inning coming up next. The Mets trailing 4-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Let's look at Josh Cornelli. He's the Mets' leader in appearances. One more than Daniel Juarez, the lefty reliever. And Daniel got the promotion to High A Brooklyn at the end of the last series against Lakeland. So the Mets have said goodbye to Juarez. And, of course, Trey McLaughlin. And then on the off day, Franklin Sanchez got promoted. And good for all three of those guys. Now Cornelli sure would like to join his former teammates. He's one of the, might be the only reliever left from the opening day roster who's still here. As he throws ball one high to Brody Moore. Missed last season due to injury. He's been with St. Lucie again all season. And he's greeted rudely with the sharp single in right field by Moore. Or rather, that's Aya Discernia. And now Rivas will come up. We're in the seventh. Didn't take us long to get here, only about an hour and 20 minutes. Change of pace from last night, which was bogged down. Aya Discernia now 2-for-3 tonight. Here's Rivas. He's 2-for-2 with the two-run homer. Cardinals have doubled up the Mets in hits, 8-4. They lead 4-0. This curveball is too high. Home run by Rivas is first. Also the first home run of the series. Nobody parked one yesterday. Curveball stays high, 2-0. Your final line for Jordan Gieber, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. 87 pitches, 49 strikes. He's going to get the label of workhorse in his last 3 appearances. 5 and a third start, 4 and a third to finish a game, and 6 innings in the start tonight. And that's badly needed for this Mets pitching staff. Just looking back through box scores briefly, a lot of 2 innings, inning and a third, 3 innings for Mets starters. Nice change of pace to see 6 being put down as this ball is fouled away. And I think you're going to be back to normal tomorrow. And Joey Lucchesi set for major league rehab assignment number 2. And then on Friday, Calvin Ziegler, who's still building up. He's right around 2-3 innings. So Gieber good tonight. Could pay dividends going forward. Figures to be long games for the bullpens the next 2. I had to Cernia chase back to first. He's safe. Two pitches high for ball 3. Cornelli last appeared in the Lakeland series August 19th, giving up a hit and an unearned run. Hit a batter, walked 2, and 2 1/3 innings. Three-two pitch, runner goes high, bouncing ground ball to Estep. The spin and throw, safe. Rivas beat it out. He's 3-for-3. Nothing Chase could do. Good spin, good on-target throw. Rivas smelled hit out of the box, and he got it. Ryan DeCernia up to second, and a chance now for the Cardinals to expand their lead. 2-1 and nobody out. And Curiali due to hit. Cornelli has ditched the sports goggles, the glasses he used to wear. Weren't quite rec specs. They were cool glasses. Got to ask him why. Bunt, foul, right into the Mets' dugout. Well, this inning, let's take a look around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Apparently, makeup day. Only 2 games that were single games today. This is one of them. And then Tampa at Clearwater, a single night in the game. That hasn't even started yet. Rain on the west coast of the state. Fast strike, it's nothing and 2. Bradenton and Dunedin played 7 innings last night and then got suspended due to power outage. Well, Mets have been there this year. Remember, we had a light bank in Tampa that went out or never turned on back in May. Here's a soft foul ball. So we played that game as long as we could until it got too dark and the light, and then non-existent light on one of the light towers made it too hard for the hitters to see. But, yeah, usually if it's that's the only way a game can be suspended after the 5th inning, if it's not tied. You have a stadium issue. And if it's a weather issue, then the game's over. Again, barring a tie. But when they resumed that today at noon, Bradenton won it 5-1. They led it 3-0 when it was suspended. Dunedin won a wild one later in the day, 11-6. So they basically split. And here's a soft poke again to right that will land foul in the bullpen. As Curiali's putting up a fight here, down 0-2. And Bradenton and Dunedin entered that series first and second in the north, or in the west. Bradenton with a half-game lead, so that's a big one. Those two teams' last chance to do damage head-to-head against each other. They don't play each other in the final 2 series. 0-2 pitch is inside. So each team wins and loses, so Bradenton remains half game up. Lakeland and Fort Myers playing two games after a postponement earlier in the half in Lakeland. Now Fort Myers hosting that doubleheader. That's always fun. They have yet to get going, or they got going, but came to a halt in the fourth inning due to rain. Lakeland leads 3-2. Jupiter hosting Daytona for a doubleheader. And Jupiter snapped a seven-game losing skid with the 2-1 win in game one. Here's a pitch to the backstop. A wild one. So Aya DeCernia to third and Rivas up to second. And this is made possible by Kiriali, the batter, spoiling all those pitches. 0-2, now working it back full. That was a good job by the Cardinals last night. They got Mets pitchers deep into counts, and eventually at this level, these pitchers, they can only throw so many strikes in a row. Well, 3-2 breaking ball is popped into right field. Dominguez ranging over to make the catch. Runner will be held, and a good throw again to the plate by Dominguez. It's two good throws to home plate that has forced runners to hold up. Kiriali finally succumbs to the flyout, but what you won't see in the box score is that he was down 0-2, fouled a bunch of pitches off, forced Cornelio to throw more pitches than he wanted to, stuck around long enough for a wild pitch that moved the runners into scoring position. I'm sure somebody in the Cardinals organization will notice that. Here's Victor Scott. He's 1-for-3 with a double in the top spot. Mets infield in now, as they can ill afford to fall further behind. Now 4-0 in the seventh, trying to prevent a run if they can. And Daytona and Jupiter haven't yet started game two. Or maybe it's raining down there as well. 0-1 pitch outside. We dodged the rain today. It was not looking good around 4 o'clock or so. A lot of buildup and storms out to the west of I-95 towards Okeechobee, but never quite made it here to Clover Park. Actually helped us. And the cloud cover, the breeze, and the cooling off of brutally hot conditions to start the afternoon. A chance for rain increasing as the week goes on. 2-1 to Scott, and he fouls it away. The long inning for Corneli is at 20 pitches and just one out. Two pitch, check swing, Mets think he went. Doesn't matter, it's a called third strike. A delay from the ABS system to the earpiece of Trey Ward. Corneli gets a big strikeout. So after that wild pitch to the backstop, had runners at second and third with no outs. And he's managed to keep them there, getting the next two. And now he faces Baez. He's 1-for-3. And Baez taps away a breaking ball. Corneli this year against Palm Beach has pitched in three games. He's finished two of the games, one save. A 1-1 record of 5.40 ERA. His crowning achievement this year was against the Cardinals. 0-1 pitch swung on a miss. Back in May, Corneli pitched the 10th and 11th, stranding the inherited runner, the free runner at second base with no outs twice as the Mets won 4-3 in extras. Nearly an impossible task for a reliever. 0-2 to Baez, and he stays alive with the foul. But that It was a long time ago. A lot of names and faces have changed for the Cardinals. And for the Mets as well. 0-2 pitch again. Oh, nice block by Villalobos. Saves a run. Mets are going to get Benito Garcia throwing in the bullpen. Is Cornelli running out of pitches here as he's in the mid-20s. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Cornelli with a big inning. Finishes it with two strikeouts and a clutch spot. Second and third, no outs. Cardinals do not score. Mets hanging in there, but it's getting late. At the seventh inning stretch, Palm Beach leads 4-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ian Bedell is the new pitcher for Palm Beach. He's on minor league rehab assignment. Ground ball too short. Throw in time to beat Dominguez? Really? Oh, Chad Westlake called him out. Here's another look. First pitch, ground ball. And Rivas, like he's done all these times, makes... Oh, he's safe. He's safe. Dominguez called out. No replay review in the minors. And this pitch is a ball to Tanner Murphy. So Ruiz went his two innings. A one hit, no runs, two no strikeouts. Deep throw from third, and that is safe. So one goes against the Mets, one goes with them. As Curiale can't make the long-ranging throw. I think this one was closer than the last one. And here's the look. Long throw. Yes. Yeah, Francisco tried to sell it. Murphy with his second hit, so he becomes the second. Comes the first St. Lucie Met this evening with multiple hits. And here is Bear Sierta taking a strike. So how big is that Dominguez out now. Mets could have first and second, no outs. Getting to the stage in the game where every batter is going to matter. That rhymed. This pitch is inside. So Ian Bedell, fourth round pick in 2020 from Missouri, pitched in high A last year on rehab assignment. Said it many times, you never know how it's going to go with these rehabbers. Sometimes they're just not sharp, as this pitch is swung on and missed. Oh, 1-2 pitch is fouled away. I'm getting word from the press box. Official scorer Bill, who can multitask better than I can. He's slowed both of those replays down, and he tells me umpire got them both wrong. Murphy should have been out. Dominguez should have been safe. As it is, the Mets got one on and one out, so it evens out. Now for Carlos, I'm sure he'd rather have the hit himself. Oh, correction. Official scorer Bill says now Murphy was safe. So, man, that's where should be two on two outs. Heads up down there in the camera well. Bear-Sierta 0 for 2, flying into a double play and grounding out to the pitcher. And a quiet series for him. Had a hit in his first at-bat yesterday. And nothing since. 1-2 is too high. Not sure how long Bedell's going to be left in there. There's another reliever warming up for Palm Beach, Brian Pope. Swing and a miss on a fastball way up. You can see the frustration by Roel slamming his bat. He knows the steep end of the season. He can't do that. Eyeball high. Sums up the Mets' frustrations in the last week or so. There's a look at Pope. Mets 1-5 in their last six games. Barring a big comeback here, we'll lose 6 out of 7 as DeAndre Smith takes the ball high. Palm Beach, on the other hand, remember through last Friday, they had lost 8 of 9. They were sinking like a rock. And every night the Mets would lose to Lakeland and keep their one-game lead. It's because Palm Beach couldn't buy a win. But Palm Beach has now won 3 in a row and looking for 4 straight. They haven't made a ton of roster moves. By and large, it's the same team. Just that's part of baseball, just a streaky sport. We'll have a mound visit, players only. As Bedell working up a lather, is going to take a breather, and now they'll be joined by Gio Carrera, the pitching coach. And Smith in a 2-0 count, and he will await. Well, some good news to report from the complex side. The Mets complex team won its division, did that Saturday. I found out the playoff situation. The Mets complex team, one of 4 teams to make the FCL playoffs, Florida Complex League. They're joined by the Rays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0. The Mets complex team will be at the Rays complex team tomorrow, a noon game, of course. It's complex. And that is a do-or-die game. A one-game playoff. And then the Yankees will host the Red Sox complex team. That's a one-game playoff. And the winner of those one-game playoffs play a best-of-3. Game one, as this pitch is a ball high, if the Mets FCL team can beat the Rays tomorrow in Port Charlotte, then the Mets complex team would host game 1 of the championship series at Clover Park, or maybe a backfield. and then play a doubleheader, game two and if necessary three, on Saturday at the winner of the Yankees-Red Sox matchup. So that's fun. That's a brief three-day playoff sprint. Best of luck to those guys. The road trip, the overnight road trip for the Complex team, as this pitch is a strike to Guerrera. Yeah, the boys bust over today, spend the night in Port Charlotte, play the game tomorrow at noon, and then bust back, win or lose. Oh, one pitch too high on Guerrera. Ball and a strike, curveball no good. It's good news for the St. Lucie Mets that the Complex team is so good. Maybe some of those players will come to St. Lucie after the season's over. Ground ball deep at short. Backhanded by Rivas. Throws to second. Wide. It gets away. And everybody's going to move up a base except for Guerrera. Murphy will score. The Mets are on the board. It's 4-1. Smith down to third. On the throwaway by Rivas, trying to get the force at second base. And now the Mets will bring the tying run to the plate in Malm. So an error by the Cardinals. See how official score Bill wants to do it, if it's an infield hit or a fielder's choice. But Gary Kendall, now you see him coming across your screen, the manager for Palm Beach, will make the pitching change. As I said, sometimes these minor league rehabbers are rusty. They can throw a wrench into the plans. That appears to be the case right now. Fielder's choice E6 has the Mets on the board and in position with one big swing to get back into this game. Brian Pope coming in for the Cards.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets looking for some late game heroics. Brad Malm 0-2, two flyouts tonight, will face Brian Pope as the tying run. Mets helped out by an error. Rivas has made basically every play you can make from short in this series. Not spectacular, but steady. But he threw one away into right field off the glove of the second baseman Moore. Instead of an out, a run in, out that would have ended the inning. And now here is Malm taking a ball low. On the Mets down 4-1 in the seventh. And if nothing else, Malm can get a hit and make it a two-run game. Low one pitch, fastball backs into the strike zone. Pope appearing in his 22nd game. He does have seven starts. He's 3-for-3 in saves. 4.37 ERA. Sharp slider for strike two. Breaking ball, hit into center. Scott on the move. He's underneath. Oh, he didn't see it. He lost in the twilight. A run is in. Guerrero's being waved home. Here's the throw from Moore. It's high. How about that? The Mets get two runs on the missed fly ball by Scott. He didn't see it in the twilight. And the Mets are down just a run with the tying run in scoring position. Clover Park. Thank you very much from the Mets. It looked like Scott had a beat on it. And at the end, it lands to his left. A two-run double for Malm. So many times over the years we've seen it. This time at night, for some reason, outfielders can have trouble with the lights, the twilight. Now here's Villalobos looking for his first hit of the series. Could tie it up. How about DeAndre Smith also? He was being waved in the whole way, not loping around the bases. One-0 pitches fouled away. The Mets have overcome multiple four-run deficits at home, a five-run deficit at home, a six-run deficit at home this year. So being down 4-0, not ideal, but not impossible for St. Lucie. And now, regardless of this outcome, the Mets are going to have their shot. Three runs here in the seventh, all with two outs. On an error and a lost ball in the lights. There's a pitch low, 2-1. Well, those runs obviously belonging to Bedell. They're unearned after the error on Rivas. The inning should have been over on that fielder's choice. Two-one pitch. Villalobos flies it out of play. This will land in the seats. Villalobos two strikeouts today, 0-6, 0-4 yesterday, so 0-6 in this series. He's due. Mom will be off on contact. Ground ball right side, but it's two more. Throws to first, inning over. Tying run left on base, but a good inning for the Mets. They take advantage of the miscues by the Cardinals. The throwing error by Rivas, the lost ball by Scott, plating three runs with two outs. We got a ball game now. We go to the eighth. It's 4-3 Cardinals.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
Well, if you are a Palm Beach Cardinals fan, you have to feel a little uneasy right now. You had second and third on base with no outs against this man, Josh Cornelli, the 4-0 lead. You know, a hit, it's 6-0, and that might be game over. Instead, nobody scored. And then the Rivas error opened the door the lost ball in the lights by Scott in center. All of a sudden, a potential 6-0 game for Palm Beach is 4-3. Big momentum swings here late in the seventh inning. Now, Cornelius, 26 pitches in the seventh. He will face Francisco. And nobody warming up in the Mets bullpen at the moment. As Cornelius pumps in a strike. Francisco, the number three hitter, who's 0-3. Oh, one pitch, good changeup. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. Well, 0-2, couldn't finish him off. The lefty, Francisco, drives one just to the right of second base, beating that left-handed shift. So, Cornelius with some work to do now as Nathan Church, the 11th rounder from UC Irvine, stands in. Takes one inside. This game was flying right along through six innings. And it slowed down in the seventh when Cornelius entered and really scuffled to get through that inning in 26 pitches. And, of course, the rocky bottom of the seventh as well from the Cardinals side of it. Good changeup swung on and missed. It's 1-1 on Church. Throw over to first base. Dropped by Bercierta, but Francisco is back in there. Francisco, a very short lead. So Cornelius has to be careful on the throws over there. Don't want to throw one away. He's not going anywhere. There's not a whole lot to gain by doing that. 1-1 pitch is golfed into left center. Again, tough reads by these outfielders, but it's caught by Murphy. Did you see that De Los Santos got there and kind of threw up his arms? Is that throwing up the arms? I didn't see it. Or is that, like, clear out? Murphy makes the catch. And Bill White had official score. He likes to take credit for these things with the twilight. And he always says it. Like, he could lose a ball at this time. He calls it the Tim Tebow sky. Tim had many a troubles back in 2017, rating fly balls at this time at night. Of course, not having played baseball in 10 years and being thrust into high A action is tough enough. And you add in the twilight on top of it. Here's Crooks taking a ball low. One on, one out in the top of the eighth. Palm Beach leading by a run was 4-0. Now it's 4-3. Another reliever working down there in the Cardinals' bullpen. Fly ball hooked into right. That's going to land on the seat covers. Ball and a strike. Crooks, again with no gloves, takes this pitch low. You'd think, especially as a catcher, how much of a sweat those guys work up with all that equipment, squatting, moving around all night. They would be the ones that would definitely need to keep their hands dry. Pitches inside, too far inside, it hit Crooks. 0-2. go down to first. That pushes Francisco up to second. So Cornelli dealing with ducks on the pond again. Benito Garcia has not been warming up. So Cornelli going to have to get out of his own jam for the second inning in a row. Mets have worked hard to fight back into this game. Don't want to give up runs now. As Brody Moore due to hit, he's 1-for-3 with a single. This will be the last man in the order for Cornelli to face. Cornelli to this point in an inning and a third with three hits, a hit batter, a wild pitch, but has not yielded a run. Playing with fire for sure. Mets could really use a double play ball here. First pitch, breaking ball low. Nice sliding stop. Two balls and no strikes. A wild pitch saved by Villalobos. High ball three. Well, a walk would, of course, load the bases and push a runner to third with one out. Mets still not warming anybody up in the bullpen. This is surprising considering the Mets have fought their way back into the game. Cornelli already a very stressful inning. It's not sharp this inning. 3-0, he lays it over for a strike. Always a dangerous pitch here. 3-1, hitter knows it's got to be in there. And Moore will ground one to short, could be two. Nice catch on the hop by Malm. Throw by Smith, the first double play. Wow. What an appearance by Cornelli. He's going to get through this with two scoreless innings with runners all over the place. Second and third, no outs last inning. First and second, one out this inning with a 3-0 count. Rallies for the double play, first of the night, and momentum stays with the Mets. Go to the home eighth, Mets trailing by a run.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Another minor league rehabber on the mound for Palm Beach as we start the eighth. First pitch is a ball low. It's LJ Newsome. from La Plata, Maryland, claimed off waivers by Seattle. Here's a ground ball by De Los Santos out to Rivas. Rivas, good throw, and he gets De Los Santos by plenty, which is not something usually said on a slow ground ball. Rivas made that error last inning to open the door, but he shuts the door on the most dangerous base stealer in the league. De Los Santos now 0-for-4, and what a big boost it would be to have gotten him on base to start the inning. Almost like putting him right at second. Now here's Estep. He takes a pitch outside corner for a strike from the reliever Newsom. Estep 0-for-3, still in search of that first St. Lucie hit at home. Thought he had it in the sixth inning. The flare to left, but Church ran underneath it. Pitches outside corner for a strike. Again, that doesn't look like a well-caught pitch or framed. It does not matter with the automated ball strike system. You could miss it as a catcher. If it hits the two-dimensional plane in the middle of the plate, it's a strike. Estep uses his one time. Now he's back in there. The 1-2 is low. Watching on MILB TV last night at home, saw one pitch that was thrown by the Mets, and Villalobos basically made a sliding stop. A pitch down and out. It was called the strike. It didn't matter how he caught it. Estep flies one to right. It's down for a base hit. And there it is. The first Clover Park hit for Chase Estep. And he becomes the tying run on first base with one out in the eighth. Now the league leader in home runs is up. And what a time it would be to add to that, right? Got 20, and he's got a hit today, nearly two hits. Remember, he started that last inning with the infield ground, with the ground ball. He was called out at first. Our replays showed he was safe. Imagine if that call went for St. Lucie. The Mets end up scoring three in the inning after that happened. He takes this pitch for a strike, watched it all the way in. Estep, a short lead off of first base. Newsom's pitch swung on and missed. Dominguez going for it all there. It's nothing in two. And he sees that high breaking pitch come over. He wants to go. O-2, ground ball, base hit, left field. Carlos Dominguez makes it back-to-back hits for the Mets. And he does it on an 0-2 pitch. Well done. And he's 2-for-4 tonight. So the tying run in scoring position, the go-ahead run on for Tanner Murphy. As we have another rehab pitcher for the Cardinals looking rusty. It's not the pitch he wants to make, 0-2. Murphy, 2-for-4 tonight. Infield hit and a single to center. Raul Berciarte behind him. Newsom's pitch. Curveball down and away. Ball one. Mets were down 4-0 with two outs in the seventh. Now they're down by one with one out in the eighth. Tying run in scoring position. A 1-0 pitch. High and tight. Ball two. No help coming for the Cardinals on the bullpen. This one's on Newsom. Murphy flies one out of play. Like a good pitch to hit. 2-1 pitch. That will bend Murphy back 3-1. Of course, the walk here would put the tying run at third base with one out. Three-one pitch cut on and fouled away. Tough to say, but that might have been ball four. Murphy, once again, that's one of the more dangerous pitches a pitcher throws, 3-1, knowing he needs to come with the strike. So Newsom runs it full. Payoff, runners go, pitch is going to be a called third strike, throw down to third base, got him, a double play. How about that? Strike him out, throw him out at third base. And the Mets were maybe an inch away from bases loaded, one out. Murphy caught looking, good tag there by Curiali. You see Robbie Robinson out to argue with Chad Westlake. Almost like Estep's pop-up slide might have missed the tag. Very awkward play there at third base, but the inning is over. Boy, tough way for the Mets to end the eighth. Tying run stranded. Ends up being at first. We'll go to the ninth. It's 4-3 Palm Beach.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Surprisingly, the Mets rolling Josh Cornelli out for a third straight inning. He's played with fire in the seventh and eighth. Got through it both times, and now he's got a runner on base to deal with again as Alex Iadesurnia singles on the first pitch. Iadesurnia 3-for-4 today, including 2-for-2 against Cornelli. Not often you get a reliever facing a batter for the second time. Mets, there's a possibility they get through this game, which is two pitchers. Gieber threw six, and Cornelli the seventh and eighth, and now he throws a strike to Rivas, who's 3-for-3. A lot of damage done in this part of the order. Swing and a miss, throw down to second by Villalobos, and that's going to result in an out. I'm not sure what happened there at Iadesurnia, but he's caught stealing. One of the easier ones that Villalobos will have. DeAndre Smith tracks him down. Maybe just tired legs at the end of the night. Villalobos has now caught a couple, including a runner going back to second base. Rivas will ground one into left field for a base hit. Right after the caught stealing, that's now a huge caught stealing. It'd be first and third, maybe a run in. Well, the hits are coming against Cornelius, giving up now five. One on, one out, and Kiriely will bat. So I took a look at the replay a couple of different times of the play at third base that caught Stealing. One, Estep was miles away. The throw beat him by 10 feet. He started his slide early. That might have been intentional, as he kind of slowed his slide, and the glove was down, and the glove started to come up as his foot went under it. I do think that Kiriely got the glove on the ankle as Estep slid in. It was close, closer than it should have been, considering where the ball was caught and where Estep was in relation to the bag. But it's, I know Robbie argued that, but that's tough for an umpire to call that safe. The throw is that far ahead of the runner. You rarely see the umpires go against that without the benefit of replay to help out. Yeah, here's another look. You can see where, look at how far he is, and he nearly, I think the slow slide, and that early slide, I think it threw off Kiriely on when to get the tag down. And he kept it low enough. It's a great job by our director, Josh, in the truck to line that up. Here's a fly into right, and that will be caught by Dominguez. We're out number two, and Rivas will stay at first. Back to the top, and Scott has played a key role in this game. He had an RBI double back in the third inning. Of course, every run in this game counts, the one-run game. Then he lost that ball in the lights that went as a two-run double instead of an inning-inning catch. He flies one out of play. Low one pitch low. Palm Beach a run in the third, three runs in the fifth, and that's three runs in the seventh. Looked like Palm Beach was on the verge of running away with this game, as this pitch is a strike at the knees. And then it looked like the Mets were on the verge of tying it up in the eighth inning. Now the Mets will have to try for the ninth. Cardinals have two relievers warming up in their bullpen. Both righties. You can see him on the edge of your screen. 1-2 coming to Scott, and he flies one to left field. De Los Santos going back. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Cannot say enough good things about Josh Cornelli tonight. Three innings scoreless, despite having what felt like a small army of Cardinals on the bases. He's given the Mets a chance. No bat in the bottom of the ninth, needing a run to force extras, and two to win.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
This is almost unheard of at this level in the minors. There's Andrew Marrero pitching on back-to-back days. Thought it was crazy last week when a Lakeland Flying Tiger pitched 2 out of 3 games. Marrero pitched a scoreless inning last night, 1-2-3 ninth with 2 strikeouts, only 12 pitches. That's about as fresh as you're going to get. He's a 1-1 count with Bear Sierta and a ball high. Well, he's 7-for-7 in save chances, including holding off the Mets yesterday. Mets were down by 2 in the ninth. Now they're down by 1. Bear Sierta takes a strike, and it's 2-2. And a ground ball, base hit in the right field. Well, Bear Sierta starts it off with the hit. His first since his first at-bat of the series. He's the tying run on, and that will bring up Smith as the winning run. Now, Mets options are basically nil to replace Bear Sierta at first base with the pinch runner. So he runs for himself as Marrero throws one down and away at 93. Is that a live ball or not? It is not. And Bear Sierta is going to go to third. That was a live ball. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Tying run at 90 feet away now. Infield in as this pitch is a strike. One slider. That, the catcher, that's unbelievable, Crooks. He just caught that ball and just tossed it into the dugout like he wanted a new ball. A two-base error. Here's a ball that's fouled away. And you're not even thinking anything of it. Ball low, he just tossed it aside. The umpire looks at him as Crooks reach back for a new ball. Chris, like, where's my ball? He's like, you threw it in the dugout. Breaking ball hit into deep left center field. That's going to be down for hit to tie the game. Smith is going to go to second base, and he might be trying for three. He will try for a triple. Here's the throw. He is safe. It gets away into the dugout, and the Mets win the game. The Mets win the game. DeAndre Smith, welcome to St. Lucie. You've done it. The Little League home run, and the Mets win it 5-4. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? How is this possible? What a meltdown by the Cardinals in the ninth. A triple and E6 on the throw by Rivas into the dugout, and Smith scores on the same ball he hit. Oh, this one takes the cake. Of all the Mets' comeback wins, this is the one, the craziest. The catcher throws the ball away because he thought it was a dead ball, resulting in a two-base error. And then Smith, a couple of pitches later, is sliding in for a triple, and off he goes, and he knows it. Holy smokes. 5-4 Mets. The wildest finish of the season. Down 4-0, 2 outs in the seventh. They score 3. They score 2 of the strangest runs you'll see in the ninth inning. And that's just got to be a complete stunner for the Cardinals. Many of them are still in the dugout looking in disbelief. They didn't argue the catcher Crooks throwing that ball away. And then there was nothing to argue on the last play. Kadeem Octave, the hitting coach right there, in discussion with one of his players and trying to figure out what just happened. That's an all-timer. Mets win. What a way to win. 5-4, and that is how the Mets tie Palm Beach again for first place in the second half. Both teams are now 27-23. A great chance for the Cardinals to go up two games on the Mets. They had second and third, no outs in the seventh inning, up 4-0 already. Couldn't score against Cornelius. And then the meltdown in the bottom of the seventh and the bottom of the ninth. We'll step aside and wrap it all up when we come back. 5-4 Mets, the walk-off win.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Still trying to wrap our heads around the ending to this one. Let's get to the scoring summary of the Mets' 5-4 come-from-behind win. I think that's their fourth or fifth win this season at home when they were down by at least four. Doesn't matter who's on the team. The Mets have made these comebacks with the old bunch from the start of the season to these new guys now. Just something about this place at Clover Park, where the Mets, by the way, improved to 39-16 this season. It's been a dream season at home for St. Lucie this year. Their first on MILB TV, and it continued tonight. It started in the third inning, the scoring summary. Victor Scott hit an RBI double into right field. That scored Ida Cernia, and again, that just started the strange plays of the night because it looked like Rivas was going to be able to score all the way from first base, but he got the stop sign by the manager, Gary Kendall. You know who didn't see the stop sign? Is Victor Scott, who was trying for a triple. So he had two players stuck at third base, and you saw on the replay there that was Carlos Dominguez ran the ball in all the way from right field. We're dumping it off to Estep for the out. So that could have been more runs for the Cardinals there. They settle for one. And then in the fifth inning, Jeremy Rivas, a two-run homer off Jordan Gieber. And then later in the inning, Josh Baez taking advantage of a stolen base and a wild pitch or pass ball by when Kiriali running the bases. So Baez drives in the run from third base with an infield hit. That made it 4-0. The Mets, who were on the verge of going down 5-6 in the top of the seventh, held off the Cardinals. And they scored three on their own in the bottom half of the seventh. Two outs, runners at first and second, a ground ball in the hole by Guerrera, backhanded stop by Rivas. He throws to second for the force. Could have ended the inning. Instead, he threw it away. And that resulted in an error that brought in Tanner Murphy for a run. That made it 4-1. And then The next batter, Brad Malm, hits a two-run double into center. It was a can of corn fly ball, but in the twilight, Victor Scott didn't see it. It drops in for two runs. Well, 4-3, really should have been 4-0. And then in the bottom of the ninth, just madness. Raul Berciarte singles. He's on first base. DeAndre Smith is at the plate. The pitcher, Marrero, throws a pitch. It's low. It's picked by the catcher, Crooks, who tosses it aside into the Cardinals' dugout, thinking it's a dead ball. I want a fresh one. The umpire says, no, that's live ball. So Berciarte is awarded two bases, goes to third. Next, and a couple of pitch laters, DeAndre Smith, fly ball, left center field, down for a hit, ties the game. He's hustling for third for a triple. The throw by Rivas, no good, into the Mets' dugout. That means an extra base for Smith, and that's the winning run. So, I mean, what a crazy game for Rivas, the shortstop. He had two crucial errors and went 4-for-4 with the two-run homer. What about the highs and lows of baseball? All right, let's go to the box score. We'll start with the line score. 4 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Palm Beach. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Mets. The pitchers and the hitters in the game for the Mets, Dominguez went 3-for-4. Smith went 2-for-3 with another extra base hit. He had the double yesterday and the triple today. What a way to welcome yourself and do yourself to your new teammates. And the RBI triple and error for the winning, tying and winning runs. Other hits from Estep, Murphy, Berciarte, Guerrera, and Malm. Mets, that last hit, their 10th of the night, they're now 31-7 when they reach that double-digit mark in hits. For Palm Beach, I had Acerny at 3-for-4 and Rivas 4-for-4 from the 7th and 8th spots in the lineup. No other extra base hits for the Cardinals. Pitchers in the game, the Mets, I don't know if this has been done yet this year. It'll take a deeper dive. They only use 2 pitchers for a 9-inning game. And they've used 2 pitchers for 7-inning games and a rain-shortened game, but 2 pitchers for 9 innings, that's very strange considering how things have gone lately. Usually it's 4 to 5, maybe 6 pitchers a game. Gieber, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Cornelli, one of his best appearances of the series, given the stakes and how he pitched in trouble. 3 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. A great bounce back for the Mets on the mound with the 1 walk after they walked 30 in their previous 4 games. Palm Beach used 6 pitchers. Hence, did his thing, 4 short shutout innings with 3 hits and 4 strikeouts. Ruiz pitched well, 2 hits. Scoreless ball, 2 strikeouts. Then it got a little iffy with the rehabbers. Bedell, 2/3 of an inning, a hit, 3 runs, none earned, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Again, he should have been out of the inning with the error and the lost ball and the lights. Pope cleaned up the 7th. Newsom pitched a scoreless 8th with the strike him out, throw him out, and then Marrero pitching consecutive days. Did not get an out, only faced 2 batters. 2 hits, a run, unearned. No walks and no strikeouts. Time of game, 2 hours, 22 minutes. Really? We played speedball the first 6 innings. That last few innings felt like a long time. Attendance, 424 baseball-loving souls witnessed one of the crazier games of the entire season. Again, the records, the Mets and the Cardinals are both deadlocked again atop the standings in the second half at 27-23. Mets are now 67-48 overall. Palm Beach back to .500 at 57-57 overall. Palm Beach still leads the season series now 12-8, and they are 7-4 against the Mets in the second half. But they are not 8-3, which they probably thought they were about to be. Whew. Well, what to do now but look forward to tomorrow. We'll be having our third-to-last dollar night of the season. We'll have another dollar night the following Thursday, and then 2 Thursdays after that in the playoffs, a dollar night. And it's also Strikeout Hunger Night. You can bring 5 non-perishable food items and receive a free ticket. That is tomorrow at Clover Park. It's a 6:10 first pitch. We'll go 6 o'clock airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, the Mets 5, the Cardinals 4, in a walk-off. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. I hope all of you out there listening and watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.